Welcome to Tart Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Mem 140. This song and the next one, Kuf Mem Aleph 141, identifies evil people in our lives. It helps us to articulate our feelings and articulate our prayers. It also gives us clarity to cope and maintain our integrity during these conflicts. The song is clearly written by David, L'Menatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, and the Radak says that David wrote this referring to Doeg, the advisor of Shaul, who was a Talmud Chacham, who was in fact the head of the Sanhedrin, and he advised Shaul to go against David through much Lashon Hara that he gave over about David. So this inspired him to write the song. The Radak says also what inspired him to write the song was the story of the Ziphites. The Ziphites was a community who lived near David, and they were part of the tribe of David, of the Shevet Yehuda. And they tried to hand David over to Shaul when David was trying to escape. Now, David escaped to the Ziphites, to the Ziphim, thinking that they were going to be there to protect him. After all, they were from the same tribes, and they sort of tricked him into thinking that they would help him, and then they turned him over, or they were just about to turn him over to David. And that is what inspired David to talk about these enemies that we will talk about. In the Ibn Ezra, he talks about the fact that this is a song about the Jewish people in general, and it's our conflict in the present and in the future with the kingdom of Esav. So whether it's a national story or a personal story with our own wicked people, you will see how this song and the next one, they together teach us how to deal with negative influences and people in our lives. Let's begin Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, L'Menatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, for the conductor, a song by David. Pasuk Beis, verse 2, Chaltzeni Hashem me Adam Ra, Hashem, release me from the wicked person. Me Ish Hamasim Tinsereni, guard me from a violent man. This Ish Hamasim is one who steals, lies, and in general is bad to others. There's a lot of corruption here. Rabbi Hirsch explains that chamas is the kind of wrongdoing where the person evades or can evade the jurisdiction of the authorities, meaning he does something that's wrong, but it's not something that you can take the person to court for. And therefore, it influences the entire society, and it's the attitude of corruption. And what people think is like, we have to play the game, quote unquote, and playing the game is corrupt. It's wrong, it's lying, but you can't take it to court. And therefore, save me from these kinds of people. Pasuk Gimel, Asher chashvu ra'os balev, who thought bad in their hearts. Kol yom yaguru milchamos, every day they think of reasons to start war. In their hearts, they don't like me. They just want to do bad. And every day they find new reasons and new accusations. Think about it in terms of Israel and the UN. Every day there's a new problem with Israel. There's a new condemnation of Israel. Pasuk Dalet, Shananu Lishonam Kamo Nachash. They sharpen their tongues like a snake. Chamas Achshuv Tachas Fasemo. The poison of scorpions or vipers are under their lips. They're always ready to think of some sharp statement to use against others. And I want to add that nowadays, it's not only what they do with their tongues, it's what they do with their blogs, it's what they write and they get out there online. Anything to bring down someone else. This is how David HaMelech felt. And this is how there are times that people may feel the same way. We then have the word Selah. Selah is a cadence. It's saying stop, and recognize, make sure you understood what you just said. And we just now identified evil people. We identified people who we don't want to be like, who are not like us. And sometimes it's important to recognize who is wrong, not just to knock them down, but to recognize that I don't want to be like that. Pasuk Hey, we now continue. Shamreini Hashem midei Rasha. Hashem, guard me from the hands of the Rasha. Me'ish Hamasim tinsereini. From the man of violence, preserve me. Take care of me. Don't just release me from them, but really give me the support that I need in this conflict that I'm going through. Asher chashvu litchos pa'amai. They thought to make my steps slip. What did the enemy want to do? They wanted me to make a mistake. They wanted me to fall. Tamnu ge'im pachli. The proud ones. They thought they're so great, these ge'im, with so much ga'ava, with so much pride. They hid a snare for me. They made pretend everything was good with us, but meanwhile they had put a trap there. V'chavalim parsu reshes liad magal, and they spread out ropes as a net in my walking path. Mokshim shasuli, they put out traps for me, as in Sde Mokshim, a minefield where you don't know where the mines are. Sela, once again, we have to stop and recognize that even sometimes that which we don't think is evil, they're making all kinds of plans that I don't even understand in order to bring me down. So now that we can clearly see the enemy in front of us, Pasuk Zion, verse 7, Armarti Lashem, I said to Hashem, Keli Ata, you're my God, Ha'azina Hashem kol tachanunai, pay attention, Hashem, to the voice of my pleas. Elokim, Hashem, Oz Yeshua Si, God, the strength of my salvation, Sakosa L'Roshi B'Yom Neshek, you've always surrounded my head on the day that they approach with weapons. Neshek is weapons. Sakosa is surrounded, like a sukkah, that we surround ourselves with the sukkah. We go inside the sukkah. Hashem, you surround my head on the day that they approach me with weapons. Now, the word for weapons is neshek. It's not usually used in Tanakh. Usually when we talk about the day of fighting, it's b'yom milchama or some other version of the day of war. It's interesting that David HaMelech uses the word neshek here. The word neshek, meaning weapons, is very much connected to the word nishika, which means a kiss. In both cases, they're coming together. The enemies are coming with neshek, weapons, to destroy me. At the same time, I feel, Hashem, you are sakosa. You're surrounding me like a sukkah on the day that they're coming towards me with the neshek, with the armor, but I'm thinking of you with the nishikot, that you're kissing me as they're coming towards me with weapons. What a wonderful thought to help one cope at a time of conflict. And I ask Hashem, Pasuk Tes, Al titein Hashem ma'avaye Rasha. Hashem, don't let the Rasha have his desires. Zimamo al tafek yarumu sela. Hashem, please don't allow their plans to be carried out so that they will become exalted. They have plans of what they want to do. Don't let them do it, because if they do it, they'll feel so high and mighty. Sela, stop again and think about what you just asked Hashem. And when you're in a time of conflict, when you're thinking about enemies, you need to put that Sela in before you move on. So many things go on in your head, and Sela helps you take through or think through one step at a time. And now we go to the next part of the song, Pasuk Yud, Rosh Mesibai Amal Sfasemo Yechasemo. I'm referring now to the leader. As for the leader of this group of people who are against me, the head of those who are surrounding me, may the evil of his lips swallow him up. Meaning what he wants to do to others should actually happen to him. His evil should destroy him. We see this perfectly played out in the story of Haman, where at the end, the gallows that he prepared for Mordechai became his own gallows. Now, before we do the next pasuk, Yud Aleph, I have to give you a heads up here. This is a very difficult pasuk to say, and it's not comfortable for people to think that this is part of Tehillim. Let's hear this pasuk. Yimotu aleihem gechalim. Let hot coals come down on them. Be'esh yapileim. They should be brought down with fire. Be'mahamoros bal yakumu. Into pits that they will never get out of. And that's quite harsh. So how do we understand that that's part of Tehillim? But Tehillim is really human emotions. They're real human emotions. And David had real human emotions. And in the moment, he looked at his enemies and was so horrified that he may have even thought, Hashem, please destroy them in this manner. But note, David did not destroy them in this manner. This is not something he said to them. This is something in his intimate discussions with Hashem, as he's working through his own feelings, he is speaking like this to God, not to other people. And certainly he is not taking responsibility to act in this way. So if we wouldn't have this Tehillim, we would never know that this is what was going on in David's head. Pasuk Yabez, Ish Lashon Bal Yikom Ba'aretz. A man with the tongue will not have kiyum, will not have a legacy or a success or a place in the land. Someone with a tongue that is so sharp and so evil will not ultimately be successful. Ish Hamas Ra Yitzudenu Lamat Chefos. The evil one, the man of Hamas, the man of violence, will be trapped in evil and will be pushed away. He'll be pushed away from any type of eternity. He'll be pushed away from ultimate importance, or it could be that he'll be pushed from tzara to tzara, from pain to pain. So he'll be so busy with his own problems and pain that he won't focus on me. Pasuk Yigimel, verse 13, Yadati ki yaseh Hashem din ani. I know that Hashem will do justice for the ani, for the poor. Mishpat evyonim. And he will take care of the law for the destitute. Even if I don't see it now and I just see the enemies coming and hurting, I know that God will take care of those people. Pasuk Yedalet, Ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha. Only the righteous will praise your name. Or it could be, Ach, it's like an expression, the righteous will praise your name. They'll celebrate now, even if they're being put down by violent people. Yeshvu yesharim es panecha, the upright, who are even in a higher level than the tzaddikim, says the Malbim, will dwell before you. They will keep davening. They will constantly seek you. The Radak explains it's so easy to despair when you're in this kind of a situation, but the tzaddik, the yashar, says, I will keep praying to you, Hashem. I am going to hold on and keep talking to you. And the song ends with a clear contrast between the tzaddik, the yashar, which is hopefully me, the singer, and the anshei Hamas, the violent, evil people. And as we move into Kuf Mem Aleph 141 tomorrow, we will go into the prayer of the tzaddik and the yashar. What are they thinking in their heads? How do they keep staying as a tzaddik and a yashar, an upright person, in a environment surrounded by anshei Hamas, evil and violent people? We will see tomorrow. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.